You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gonna take it.
Two legends in basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent.
Well, it is time for the Bob Ryan and Gary Tanguay Zoom and Pod here on CLNS Media. And our exclusive wagering partner on the CLNS Media Network is FanDuel. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Okay, Bob, Celtics are back at it after the All-Star break. But before the second half started, Jason Tatum uncharacteristically said he is the best player in the NBA, or the MVP, if you will. Your thoughts on that?
So many of the great athletes in all sports have of the belief that they need to project to the public that they are the best, that they have worked the hardest, that they have that supreme confidence in their skill. And that's really what they're saying, you know, and ultimately that, and he can't really believe that. It bothers me a little bit. I saw that clip and I said, okay, you know, if you want to say I'm in the top five, okay, you know, that's arguable, but I think that's fair. We know when he's in the top 10, but wow, you know, okay, but that's not uncommon. I'll bet Doncic saying the same thing privately. I'll bet Jokic is, you know, Giannis must be, you know, Embiid must be, you know, and I'm sure right now SGA is saying that. So, right. You know, it's a bit of excessive bravado. You're not the best player in the league. You are very skilled. You're now worried what one thing that would have been appropriate. I think I should be first team All-NBA. All right. You can make yourself a case for that. But best in the league, all right, fine. Maybe he does believe it. And all I know is he's playing very well. He's broadened his game this year even more. His passing ability is on display more often. We know he guards well, and he's a terrific player. So to be the best player in the league, you ask yourself, if you could start, you had to play for your life tonight and you got first pick of any player in the league, who are you going to pick? And how many people would pick Jason Tatum?
Who would you pick?
You know, I'm trying to think of competitiveness. I'm trying to think of, range of skill, the ability to get ferocious if it's necessary without craziness. It might be, I'd say Giannis. I'd go with Giannis.
Yeah.
Now I'm a big fan of Jokic naturally. And right. Yet he worries me about his, not worries me. No, I'm sorry. He is so laid back personally, you know, maybe I'm underestimating the competitive fire. I don't doubt Giannis's competitive fire.
Right. Okay. Well, it's an interesting discussion.
All those kind of things are fun.
Yeah. I mean, you could go the way SGA was playing, he's in the conversation, but then you've got Giannis, you know, but it's not the way it once was where it's LeBron. You know, for 15 years, it was Bird Magic. Then it was Michael. Then it was LeBron. Now it's kind of...
I tell you a guy that I think would believe it right now, Durant. I bet Durant would be happy to make a case for himself, even at this stage of his career. I'm saying, and certainly dial back two or three. He said, "I was the best player." Now, I'm just saying, I think he would be. I may be wrong, but I think he would be willing to, would be very happy to make that case for himself.
It's really too bad New Jersey or Brooklyn didn't work out for him, because he was that guy, Bob. Actually, he was the heir apparent to LeBron, but we forgot all about him because of the disaster with the Nets. He got older. Now he's with Phoenix. And if he had stayed with Golden State, we would be calling him the heir apparent.
He's...
You're right.
His place in the history, I mean, is... It's going to be interesting. It's secure. He's a top 10. I think he's top 10 or 12.
But he's going out with a whimper. You know, he's going out with a whimper.
But he's got, you know, but he alienated a portion of the populace by going to Golden State, piling on, they thought, you know, and not wanting to do it himself and be the leader of a team and be willing to be the accomplice. Anyway, that bothers some people. I didn't get upset with that.
I didn't care at all. I mean, it didn't bother me. To me, LeBron went to Miami, wanted to win a championship. I thought both guys wanted to be team players, you know? So sometimes when you're at that level, Bob, you just can't win.
Yeah. And of course, people say, what about Curry? Well, Curry's older now, but, generally speaking, and that's why with SGA, I threw a math out because he's having a real MVP consideration. Okay.
Right.
But generally speaking, when you're talking about best player, it is generally at worst a mid-range, a mid-sized player, at least 6'8", who does everything, who passes, who shoots, who rebounds, defends, and it generally rules out anyone any shorter than that, only for the rebounding, you know. And so Curry is, his niche is, I'm the greatest shooter of all time. I will vouch for that. He is the greatest shooter of all time. That's a pretty good distinction.
I wonder if somebody is in Jason's ear about stepping forward more into the spotlight. We saw him on the CBS Morning Show. We talked about his off-the-court charitable endeavors, which is wonderful. I applaud him for it. And now he comes out and he says this. So I wonder if the Jason Tatum team, you know, is saying, show a little more bravado,
which I never
think is good. I think you've got to be yourself. The charity's great. Brand. Don't get me wrong. The charity's great, but
enhance the brand. Yeah. Now, the one thing I do like is his charming thrill of meeting Larry. You know, his thrill, his public expression of gratitude and excitement for meeting Larry. I like that. I did not necessarily see that coming, but that was nice. So anyway, you know what I was thinking about him last night? Let's get to the bet him.
Yeah, get to the game.
He's become, maybe he always was and I didn't properly, I'm just throwing him in a category. There are certain guys that they just do what they do and all of a sudden you look up, God, he's got 25.
I know.
Struck me last night.
Yes.
He is so good when you're at that level of scoring offense, when you're so good that he just does what he does casually, you know, he makes those, we're used to those 25-foot step back altitudinous swishes that he comes up with. He had a couple of them last night, remember? With a hand in his face. And, you know, I'm not talking about pulling up, like, you know, from 30 with nobody near you. I'm talking about closely guarded step backs beyond the arc, swish. And that's not, we're never shocked when that happens.
Oh, no, we're shocked when never. He misses.
And I'm thinking last night, this guy's got, when they said he had 25, I said, really?
Well, he had five. He had five in the first half, if I remember correctly. And then, which is typical. Jaylen Brown, he's the opening act. He had 20.
Yeah.
He goes out. They blow him out. And then, like every NBA game, I don't know why I get upset. I shouldn't get upset because it happens every game. The second quarter, the Bulls made a run.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why can't you guys just put somebody away? But then Tatum comes out. Anyway, so it's much to do about nothing.
Oh, I agree. No, but I agree. I'm thinking we need to reevaluate. I mean, we all of us, and I know I'm one of them, that overreact to blowing leads and you know, like, it's the NBA ebb and flow. Every team.
Oh, it happens every time. And
every team is susceptible to it.
Three-pointer.
We're not the only ones. We're not the only team that's susceptible to it. But they came back. But you know, the difference is, and I think Adam Himmelsbach made an allusion to it in the Globe story today, that unlike in the past, they are better at righting the ship when this happens.
That is correct. Adam's right. He is absolutely right.
And that was a perfect example last night. They're down three. They blow it so badly that they lose a 16-point lead and they're down three at the half. Right. On a bomb, by the way, a great shot. And then they come out and they take care of business in the third quarter. I said, okay, you guys done? Well, here you go. And they reasserted themselves. And they won, you know, second half. You know, there wasn't much to worry about in the second half. And they play. And I liked the balance. And I also, you know, I liked the fact that, you know, they demonstrated the breadth of their offensive skill, how many guys can help you in a given night, because Porzingis had an off night by his new standards of excellence.
Right.
He had a new relatively off night. And Vucevic
got into foul trouble.
Vucevic made him look, you know, really outplayed him badly in the first half, but then not in the second half. But Vucevic had a wonderful first half. And he was 9 for 12, and he was doing everything. And but they won this with Porzingis being okay in the second. And I, you know, they got it from other sources. White, how many times do we have to say it? I mean, how wonderful White is. It's almost
what's
like
with the block shots. Let's talk about about the block shots here, because this is not a tall man.
No,
he's 6'5". He's blocking shots of guys that are 5-6 inches taller than him.
He blocked the Vucevic shot.
I know. So what's up?
And it wasn't a cheesy thing from behind, you know, when he wasn't aware or anything. It was a straight-on block. It was phenomenal. I don't know. The answer is, wow, I don't know. Except that he is the reigning master of it now in the guard position. Caruso, who, you know, those two leading in blocks, and there they were against each other last night. And but it's wonderful. And it's who knew 2 years ago when this guy fell into our life out of the damn sky? Because don't tell me that if you out there knew, we're all excited that the Celtics had picked up this guy, you go to the head of the class, because I wasn't ready for this guy to be anywhere.
We thought he was a nice piece.
So I'll give Brad,
that's it.
Boy, 4 stars for or whoever. If it wasn't Brad, then some scout put the bug in his ear. Whoever, you know, boy, what a wonderful addition to the thing that his cast has been.
We thought he was a nice piece of the puzzle, and he is a major, major part of this team. I don't think it said in the press release, shot blocking specialist, D-White sign. Get your buckets with your first bet at FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams. Quick bets, live same-game parlays, exclusive props, and more. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Massachusetts 21 plus and present in MA. Hope is here. First online real money line wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gambling helpline ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
But no.
I want to talk. My favorite shot last night in last night's game. When Tatum came back and he, said, "Okay, fine, let's do this. We got to get start the buses. It's over." Mm-hmm. But Hauser came in and hit a big three.
Oh.
On the run. Okay, so yes. For those who maybe didn't see it, he's on the run, fakes the pass to the corner. Hits at least, he's 2-3 steps behind the 3-point line on the move. Big shot, getting the momentum back. Didn't hesitate.
He's giving them everything that they thought they were hoping to get when they signed Gallinari, who never played for them. Ultimately, right. You know, he And, you know, we had three of us with Jeff and all. We were wondering. He had to prove that he could do this when it matters in meaningful moments in the game and, you know, not the garbage time. And I think he's become a significant asset to this team. And it's not the first game where he made some significant threes that helped him, you know, to right the ship. No, and between with and of course his backcourt, I mean not Jimmy, his counterpart, not Pritchard, you know, I'm a member of that fan club. And Gary, they have enough talent.
They do.
And I would like to fast forward, get all these incidental pleasantries out of the way and arrive us in late May for game one of the finals.
Yeah, I don't need to
I'd like to push the button, but yeah, now yeah. Here's one for you. All right, they are 44-12. Okay. They got 26 games left. If they go 16-10, they win 60. A hallowed number in the NBA. How many times would that be, you think, in the Celtic franchise history if they win 60? Would you like to take a guess off the top of your head?
Three times?
It would be the 14th time that the Boston Celtics have won 60.
Oh, okay. That's
the
amazing.
First time was in 61-62, which was 7, 8, 9, 2. The sixth year of the Russell era. Okay. Which I think tells you something when people make these arguments about, they only had 8 to 9 teams, and now you got to win. It's hard. It was easier to win the championship. Well, in terms of playing successive series, yes, it was easier to win a championship. But in those 9 and 8, 9, 10 team leagues, the talent was concentrated. You know, the best players in the world were all here. And so the top 80, 90, 100 at max players in the world are congested in the NBA. And some of these other teams were pretty good. You know, they had some pretty good players. The Lakers were good. They were good teams. And so it took the Celtics 6 years to win 60 after they got Russell. I think just about the competition was a little bit better than people think, with, you know. So the first time they won 60 was 61-62. And that's when it started. And of course, the record, it's interesting. And this tells you what, you know, we'll get to the pressure on him to win the championship. Remember that the franchise record is 68-14, and that team did not win. That was a 72 because Havlicek got hurt. And that's why they didn't win. But they didn't win because the pieces didn't finally all fit the way they should. And of course, the last time they won 60 was not 07-08 when they won the championship. It was the next year when they won 63-20, and I think 62-20. And that's the year that Garnett was not available in the playoffs.
Right. You know? And if Garnett is, I think they win back to
back. I think they win. I don't have any doubt that they win back to back. So anyway, this will be the 14th time if they are fortunate enough to win. I think we can safely say they're going to win 60. It's just a question.
Do you think that this enables rest for the big man, you know, for Porzingis and load management?
Oh, it'll be interesting because, you know, they've got to protect two guys, Porzingis and Horford, that we know of. They got to protect, they got to have them ready. So this is going to be, it's going to be part of the story. I mean, you got a six game. They got six in a loss, eight in a win spread over Cleveland, and so it's going to be, you know, Joe's going to. But now he's got. See, this is where Tillman may come in. He made his debut yesterday. It was a cameo. 3 minutes to go. He made a terrific left hand shot under pressure on the board. Get on the scoreboard, and boy, he is a sturdy looking fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's a NBA body right there, Xavier Tillman. I had forgotten. You know, he was off my radar screen. Come on, you know.
I hear you.
So, I'm anxious to see. That's my number one question right now. Other than, you know, keeping guys healthy, is we know what the others can all do. We know what the others are capable of. The first eight, we know exactly what they're all capable of. Okay. We don't know how he's going to fit and how much he will have any kind of influence whatsoever in the mix. That's going to be interesting to see how Joe can, you know, can. I like Tillman saying what we want to hear. by the way, about he understands completely the role he's in and the situation he's in. He's so happy to be in it, you know, with a good team.
So we'll see. Get a ring.
That's my number one interest level thing right now on this team is how and what they can utilize him.
So the Celtics just have to maintain, keep everybody healthy, and hope the playoffs get here as soon as possible. Now you take a look at teams like Dallas who are making a run.
Yeah.
I never thought we'd hear from them for whatever reason, but now they are. They've won 7 in a row.
Well, Doncic's numbers, just so you know, right now he's 34-9-9 average.
Amazing.
I rounded up 2 8s in the assist and
okay.
But 34-9-9. Kyrie 26-5. And then, you know, there's a lot of guys that are people don't know much about, like, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. A few other guys, you know, that Gafford now, they got Gafford. The West is such a jumble. That's all. You know, the West.
It's a good take. It's a good watch.
Oh, it's good. It is good.
Good watch.
You know, and I'm really happy about OKC's, you know, presence in the mix. Happy about Minnesota. They've been around long enough that people deserve something, I think. And they got something that
play has... NBA PR man. If you want to watch a 10 o'clock game, or if you have a West Coast team making an East Coast trip, you've got Minnesota, Oklahoma City, the Clippers. Everybody still watches Golden State and LeBron and the Lakers if the guys are playing. Phoenix, Dallas, Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all good takes.
Absolutely. And anyone, well, I wouldn't say the Lakers, but the Clippers.
It's a LeBron factor, you know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The Clippers. Now, LeBron's already getting pilloried because he didn't play last night.
Oh, okay. Because
after playing in the All-Star game. And, you know, LeBron haters. He's giving them fuel, you know. I read a lot of X stuff yesterday that from the LeBron haters, you know, out there. Yeah. You know, it's he'll never be able to win them over. There's no question about that. And yeah, he's not perfect.
He's okay, in my book.
Look, when you're hiring for a small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. Right for the role. Not just anybody. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's important. You want to have quality candidates to interview. And with LinkedIn Jobs, it makes it so easy to find them. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion. That's with a B, a billion professionals, which make it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals that you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all of that while making the process easy and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats. I mean, you have a lot of jobs to do, right? While you're growing, and you might not have the time or the resources to sit there and do the hiring. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker, easier, less of a hassle. 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bob, who do you think, you know, at the end of the day, like I mentioned the competition, but left standing to me, I think the team's obviously Denver's number one. I think now the Clippers are number two.
Oh, I see.
What do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
They would worry me. They would worry me. Well, I just, you know, those guys, and remember, there's four of them, because don't forget Westbrook's coming off the bench, and apparently he's keeping his mouth shut and doing a pretty good job.
Right.
And so they got the four of them, and you know, I do think they will be hurt from. And we know that Ty Lue can coach. There's no question. So they're, I got them on the radar screen, definitely. And I hope that OKC can keep it going for the, you know, the way, and I hope Minnesota can keep it going out there for their people. And, but, you know, I mean, I got nothing. I'm not a fan of, you know, Harden, you know that, but right. I have nothing against Leonard. I got nothing against George. I have nothing against Westbrook either.
We all know if it's one of those situations with all four players, if they want to do it, they can. You know?
They're and Zubac, you know, he's nobody's all-star, but he's a better player than people think. And I'm forgetting somebody else big. So, I think absolutely. But the stage is set for a very competitive Western Conference playoffs for sure. And over here, you know, I'll tell you that if I'm a Knicks fan, I'd be so frustrated because it was so what a tease January was.
I know.
And they had all their bodies and everything was great. But let me tell you something. Leon Rose picked up two guys and that can. Bogdanovich, did you notice that 20 some points last night?
I did not see that.
And they picked up two shooters and Alec Burks and Bogdanovich. And quit. You following what Dante DiVincenzo's been doing? Dante's been playing the best basketball of his life. And but Randall's not talking surgery. And Anobi's talking, I'll be back. Okay. If they could ever get it to the finish line and get healthy, you know, they would be interesting. I'll say that.
They're interesting. Sure. It's New York. It's Madison Square Garden. You love the players. They're not a contender, but they could be very interesting.
And Brunson continues to elevate. Brunson has... He's placed himself in the inner circle now. I mean, he's just having a fantastic year.
But I mean, it's a Celtics-Milwaukee, though, right?
We're no longer surprised if he gets 40, Brunson. Forget about 30.
Oh, no. Well,
jeez.
I'm not surprised if anybody gets 40 anymore.
Well, that's true. I counted the other day how many guys are averaging 20 points a game. 27.
Yeah.
27 people are averaging 20 points a game. I didn't go back, and I was going to do my homework and say, all right, let's go back 10 years. Let's go back 20 years. Let's find out. I'll do that. I'll report to you.
That'll be on the next
time we meet and to see how incredible this offensive surge is.
Oh, it's great. And I love to watch it. I love it. I don't think the game's ever been better. I know there's a lot of three-point shots. People don't like it, but I think the game is a great watch. The All-Star game is not.
Well, that's a whole other matter.
We won't go back there.
We expressed ourselves on that one, so that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, Bob.
One parting shot.
What's that?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say Sabonis. You want to talk about the father and son combo?
You know, he didn't make the All-Star team, and I understand. I don't go with snub. Snub is not right. It's tough decisions, and he didn't make it. And the guy is leading the league in rebounds, And last night in a victory over the Spurs, he had his 19th triple double of the year. I mean, please, people, this guy he does everything for you. And all right, so again, guys, it really aren't that many. It's not as good as baseball. I think he and Daddy Arvydas Sabonis are the greatest father son that basketball has ever known. Now, really, Del Curry was a really nice player, you know, good three-point shooter, but he wasn't Arvydas Sabonis. Then again, Steph Curry is a higher level, you know, historically than
Right.
But if that would be the number one contender, would be the combination of Dell. And then, of course, you throw in Seth on the sidecar,
right,
too.
Right.
You know? But I'm just nominating. Consider, and if anybody can come up, you come up with another one.
The other one, I mean, Jelly Bean, was he just ABA or did he play
Jelly NBA? Was a, you know, this is, oh, that's a very interesting one. Jelly Bean was a better than average, but no star, but except in his head. He was a legend in his own mind and kind of a screw up kind of guy with a range of skill. It was pretty good. His famous line when he was traded away from Philadelphia was, quote, I guess this means they don't want any Magic Johnson types around here, unquote. Now, Jelly was more known for being a screw up than who should have been better, you know, and that's why when the kid came along, I said, I cannot believe that this kid sprang from that womb that is Jelly Bean, you know, the Jelly Bean's father is his father, that because he's so different. He's so much more focused than Jelly Bean was. But, you know, Jelly was, you know, he made his name ultimately in Europe. And this is where, you know, Kobe was raised in his formative childhood years. He wasn't born there, but he spent many 6 or 7 years in Italy. And, you know, speaks fluent Italian and became a big soccer fan on top of it, you know. Anyway, the Bryants are good. The Dunleavys, but, you know, Junior.
No.
I mean, you know that George Mikan's son, Larry, played? You know, no, people don't remember that, you know.
No.
And I might think of a few, but I'm nominating the Sabonis.
Balance. I think you have to look at the balance. Like, I mean, if you have the name Jelly Bean, you know something's up,
yeah,
right? But I mean, Kobe is one of the greatest of all time, and Jelly Bean, you know, it doesn't balance out. The Sabonises, you could say, they're pretty equal. Yeah. And you even mentioned the father didn't start playing until he was 30.
People in America, only really good, you know, I mean, see, I'm not being condescending. I'm saying most American basketball fans don't appreciate him, Sabonis, because they remember him in the NBA. When he came over, he was 30.
Right.
And he had his moments, you know, but, you know, he wasn't, you know, he was good, but he wasn't great. But his international career is phenomenal. And I saw him, I'll never forget a game he played in the Melbourne Olympics in 2000. And it was, if I could get that name, that tape, you know, this is a clinic. Here is how to play the position. It should have been titled. I am going to put on a clinic for you people. I am going to show you what you do when you're a basketball center, an old-fashioned five. And here's how you rebound. Here's how you pass. Here's how you score. Here's how you score inside. Here's how you score outside. Here's how you play. He was a forerunner of what Jokic is doing right now.
Okay.
It was a forerunner of that. And here's the one thing I was told about him that we never, you know, we didn't see enough of him. Remember, they were the team that, it was the Soviet Union still in 88 that beat us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And of course, he's Lithuanian. And, you know, those Lithuanians bristled at the idea that, you know, they weren't being identified as Lithuanians as opposed to USSR. Anyway,
right.
at young age, 17, 18, 19, he was labeled as a Bill Walton with a three-pointer.
Huh.
That's the way he was described to me originally. And that's a hell of a thing. Well, that's what Jokic is. That's
right.
Exactly what Jokic is a Bill Walton with a three-pointer. And so he was the forerunner of that. Really a great player. He also, though, he had a fondness for vodka. That's vodka. He famously missed the gold medal ceremony in Barcelona because he had been celebrating hardy loosely. But anyway, a great player. And the kid, I just want him recognized that people understand how good. I mean, you say, didn't he make the All-Star game? Well, that's just, I'm sorry. They had to kick somebody out for him. I don't care who it was, but they didn't. And then good for him. He was spared the embarrassment of it, participated in that farce of a game. So
right. Good. He got rest.
They can't, you know, he can send him and say, don't blame me.
I had nothing to do with it. Bob Ryan, always a pleasure, my friend. You're the best. Bob, brought to you by FanDuel, our exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Bob, we'll talk to you next week.